One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
12. Tori, you need to pause that Google Drive upload. It's causing you to desync audio.
It's already stopped.
Is it? Because you were really delayed there. Twice. Was that just me, or was that...
No, it was definitely delayed by quite almost half a second or more.
It was closer to a second and a quarter.
Okay, do we need to do this again?
Just you and me. We're going to go to four. I'll start. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Okay.
There we go.
It was just a hiccup. Right. I just wanted to make sure that nothing's fucked up.
Gotcha.
Taylor will murder me if it is. You understand?
Taylor couldn't murder anything.
Anyway, I'm going to draw the first autumn card. Wait, first let me shuffle the deck. I know I already did. The first is the King of Pentacles. The Drag King of Pentacles, apparently.
Oh, you forgot to do the, Contempt.
Oh, that's right. How many Contempt tokens does everyone have?
Five.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five, ten. I have 11.
Jesus.
I have 13. I have five as well.
Erica, how many do you have?
I have zero.
Wow, you're not a very contentious person, are you?
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
You ought to take more. Oh, yeah, hey, I made mine into a pretty little flower. Let's see. So the King of Pentacles. A natural disaster strikes the area. What is it? Choose one. You focus on getting everyone to safety, remove an abundance, and a project fails. You focus on protecting your supplies and hard work at any cost. Several people die as a result. So... it is autumn, and we know what autumn is in the Gulf, right?
No.
Hurricane season.
Oh, boy.
So the hurricane comes in hard and fast and wet, and if any of you makes the joke, I will end you.
Same.
That's what she said.
Already dead.
That's two fatalities on episode two.
No, two of us made the jokes, and it's not any one of us, see?
I'll just end both of you.
Too late, I'm already dead.
I'm sorry.
I thought the joke.
You can kill me if you want.
Why is everyone into me murdering them?
Not like that.
I mean...
And people shore up as best they can. The problem is, most people aren't taking account of the vampires. And in the chaos, the few fae and demons that were keeping a track on them lose them. The project fails. And, let's see. And the vampires, sort of take over the music hall and kill a lot of musicians. Music is no longer in abundance.
Oh.
You sad face.
Yeah, I had to do it. I had to do it to him, you know? All right. So I am going to start a project. Which is going to be... You know what? I'm going to spend a contempt token. My project is going to be burn the music hall to the ground.
Ugh.
2 weeks.
Did I, do anything to offend you?
Taking a contempt token? I think it was the joke that we all made.
I warned you about making that joke.
Look, I'm immune to your threats, and I'm not saying this in the sense of, I'm already dead self-deprecation, but, in the Lovecraft sense, that is not dead, which can eternal line with strange eons, even death may die!
God.
Ask me what I will do to your beautiful French Quarter, Jason.
Do you think I care about General Jackson's ancient mansion? Burn it to the earth.
Fair. Taylor, it is your turn.
Was there a project in there? Oh, yeah.
Burn the music hall to the ground. Let's see.
That is the Five of Pentacles. The parish arrives. Who are they? Why have they chosen your community and for what? Or a small gang of marauders is making its way through local terrain. How many are there? What weapons do they carry? So the parish is vaguely defined.
Sure.
Can this be the Seely Court?
Sure.
Okay. You know that, you know General Jackson's fuck up mansion?
Yeah.
They live there now. They just sort of took it.
Okay.
If anyone was there, my condolences.
I think it was a museum.
Okay.
Was.
It's overgrown now.
Kudzu? And
none of these plants seem to be native to this area.
I kind of like it better, honestly, if it's just like a solid wall of kudzu.
I like that too, actually, yeah. But that the Seely Court has moved in. The Fae, what is the rest of this? Why have they chosen your community and for what? They've noticed that there is a lot of fluctuation and vacuums of power here, and they've decided this is a good place to set up shop, basically.
They see chaos and they're like, we want in on this.
Hey, let's get a slice of that chaos pie.
Okay.
And so the Fae are going to become probably I guess that's a prediction I'm not doing.
They don't slice off the chaos pie. You take a rough dollop and you throw it at somebody.
they have added another chaos pie upside down on top of the existing chaos pie.
Perfect.
And they put it between like two donuts.
Yeah.
America.
The space between the two pies is fractally infinite.
Okay. I've advanced the projects. Like Taylor, what is your action for the turn?
God, we have no projects.
Got one.
You can still one.
Let's see. I'm going to say drive off the sea monster.
All right.
And I want to call that, let's say 3 weeks. No, four. Let's make it four. All
right.
Dynamite.
Let's see. Where's my fucking... There it is. Swimming beast in the cavern. 4 weeks?
Yes.
If anyone doesn't get that reference, Swimming Beast in the Cavern is the name of the Super Mario 64 level in Hazy Maze Cave, where Dory is. Just FYI.
You cut out for like half of that.
Really, did I?
Even with all of it, I'm pretty sure we'll be equally lost, so don't worry about it.
I heard something about Dory. I'm assuming it's a Finding Nemo, I think.
No, from Super Mario 64, Dory. Oh. Swimming Beast in the Cavern was the first star in Hazy Maze Cave, and it's where you find her and stand on her back to get a star.
I actually would have got that one if I heard it all.
Nice.
So you're saying that the sea monster is Dory?
Yes.
Awesome.
Super Mario 64, canon.
All right, well, that's going to come into my next discovery, I think.
I bet the Mushroom Kingdom is like fairy territory.
Yeah, they just moved into General Jackson's house.
There's a bunch of paintings, and if you lean up against them, you're just suddenly someplace else.
God, you know that would probably happen if you're in a mansion controlled by the Seely Court.
I know, this could... All right, we're getting
anyway,
off track.
Anyway, Dr. Price, would you mind drawing an autumn card for me?
Sure.
Ooh, the nine.
Nine. A project fails, which... Wait, no, wrong one. The community works constantly, and as a result, a project finishes early, or a group goes out to explore the map more thoroughly and find something that had been previously overlooked. I'm going to do the latter of those. I think the thing is going to be an old structure, some kind of old like hunting outpost or something like that.
Sure, hunting lodge.
Yeah. And it's gonna be kind of over here, I think, in this kind of swamp area. And I mean, it's a kind of ramshackle lodge, but it's kind of big. It looks like, you know, it could hold upwards of 20 people.
It's made to hold a hunting party, not just a hunter.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
And that's it? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let me advance projects. So Burn the Music Hall to the Ground pops. And the Neighborhood Watch is effective. They notice that people are going missing. And they manage to figure out where to. During the middle of the day, when the beasts can't come out, they pen them up in the music hall and they burn it to the ground. All the Nosferatu inside are killed.
Holy shit. Damn.
I think I'm going to take a contempt.
I think I'm going to put one back.
You're going to put one back for, like, murdering an entire group of people?
Yeah.
Fair.
Nosferatu. They're not nice.
Still people.
Yeah, they're monsters. Taylor kills monsters, don't you know?
Racist.
Dr. Price, what is your action for the week?
I'd like to do a project. I'd like to create a fishing guild so that there are consistent rules about how much people can charge for things and sharing of resources and things like that.
Let's see. Organize a fisher's guild. How many weeks is that going to take?
Let's say 4 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of red tape.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rose, would you be so kind as to draw me an autumn?
All right. Autumn card. Let's see. Two of pentacles.
Jesus.
He's definitely not fondling his balls or anything.
Let me hold up these dragon balls.
I'm sorry my mind went there.
Fucking general peel off, motherfucker.
Alright, let's see what this is.
Nobody watched the original Dragon Ball.
Someone returns to the community. Who, where were they? Or you find a body. Do people recognize who it is? What happened? Alright, I think someone finds the sea monster's body in the river. Can I do that?
There's kind of like a project ongoing for this.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I would say go for it if this is a different sea monster.
I mean, there is like a heart floating over the sea monster's head. Maybe like they have, there's a second sea monster and they're lesbians with each other.
Are you going to kill my lesbian sea monster? And it's the introductory episode? Oh.
At least wait about like, what was it, seven episodes to kill the lesbian?
Please.
I killed a lesbian in the very first episode of the That Which Waits campaign, actually.
Yeah.
I think I've killed at least one lesbian per every two episodes.
There's been a high lesbian death rate.
But to be fair, there's also a high lesbian occurrence rate.
Yeah, you have to work
when
in the ratio.
When everyone's a lesbian, like, some of the dead people are going to be lesbians. So you know what you could do, Rose? You could find the Nessie corpse next to, like, a clutch of hatched eggs.
Oh, I like that. In a really horrible way. You're so good at this.
Isn't this just the ending of the Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie?
Yes, actually.
God.
Zilla.
Would you mind sketching, like, a few eggs for me?
Oh, some eggs in the river? Sure.
Yeah. So here's a question. Did she go upstream to lay these eggs, or were they on the coast?
I'm thinking they were, like, on the coast, right by the where the river curves out a little.
Sure. Okay. So draw those eggs.
I know I'm being presumptuous, but whatever. I think they're going to be green eggs.
All right. The sea monster is part pig, then?
If you need help, I caught that, Sarah, by the way.
I know.
If you need help drawing eggs, just ask Taylor.
Like, it's in the chat title. We can't.
Is that an Avipo joke?
Yes.
No, we're not going there.
Yes.
I'm pointing to the sign on the wall that says no Avi position.
I didn't know Taylor could draw too.
It's a question of dedication.
It takes a lot of practice. What's your action for the week, Rose?
They just have it in them.
Don't!
You can't. Jesus. I have to describe what I'm doing, but I'm shaking my head and smiling.
Just so you know, I'm making notes of how much y'all are slating me, and this will come back upon your characters.
Good, my character is a little shit.
She is! Like, for the listeners, the characters in the campaign are amazing. You're gonna love to hate them. Every single one is a bigger asshole than the last.
You're not gonna have very much time to hate Mary.
This is like that M.C. Escher thing with the stairs going in a circle.
Yeah.
Except it's instead of stairs, it's our characters being assholes.
Yep.
Alright, start a project. I think that... well, actually, someone already tried to do a farmland thing, so I won't go there.
Yeah, it failed miserably.
No one actually tried to do the farmland thing, did they? I think we just discussed it.
Alright, I think someone wants to start up a project to try and, you know, like, plug up the whirlpools to nowhere.
Okay.
Like, maybe if you dump enough sandbags in,
what about the magicians? They haven't been doing much. Maybe it's them?
Giant rocks. How many weeks is that going to take?
Six.
Makes sense. I mean, we don't know who's doing it or how until those 6 weeks
are up. That makes
sense. Which is always nice. Yeah. Tori, would you mind drawing me in autumn?
Sure.
But yeah, the wizards have been really quiet. That's weird.
It's not good.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Oops, actually I drew a line. Sorry about that. I can't. Thank you, Sarah. Is that a three?
That is a three.
Thank you.
A three of pentacles.
Someone leaves the community after issuing a dire warning. Who? What is the warning? Or, someone issues a dire warning and the community leaps into action to avoid disaster. What is the warning? Start a contentious project that relates to it.
Ooh.
Someone leaves or someone issues the warning and the people leap into action. Man, I have absolutely no ideas about this one. Let's try to include the wizards, because they've been pretty quiet, like you said.
Sure, which kind of magician?
Thank goodness for your organization.
Yeah, don't forget I've got four in my handout. For the listeners, I make really big detailed handouts and then give my players homework.
Hey, I read the handout.
Everyone read the handout. This is why Ward left, by the way. I give too much homework. But they've already got real school. They don't need my bullshit, too.
You do a really good job.
Aww.
I'm going to say the Mambo.
Sure, a Mambo.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
She's gonna, well, I mean, the title does have, open gender parity, but...
No, women are Mambo, men are Hungan.
Fair enough. She's gonna warn against the, Nipashigap? Is that, how did you say that earlier? I don't know how.
Which thing?
The first demon.
Impa Shaloop,
right. She's gonna issue a warning that it's getting kind of aggressive, and then just leave. She's gone. Bye.
Okay. Weird. I'm sure that's fine.
Oh yeah, probably.
All right. So let's reduce the projects by one. And all right. So what's your action, Tori?
You might veto this. So discovery. There's been a lot of stuff happening in the water recently.
Sure.
And it's been stirring up some currents. You know how they say, like, you mess with the currents enough, something's gonna come ashore?
Sure.
So something comes ashore, and it is,
No, you're not making a We Know the Devil reference.
Why? I haven't even played that.
It's for teenagers and a dog, right?
Taylor, no.
I will veto that. I am done with the Scooby Gang, frankly.
Come on. Can't we have, like, you know, the Summer Scouts?
All right,
Tori, what is it?
It was going to be the Four Teenagers and the Dog.
Yeah, no, they're not allowed.
It was going to be the original versions of them, to be fair.
Fine, do it.
Okay, thank you. So it's that group that's been going around town and investigating everything and not actually doing anything, just keep easing people's fear about everything. They're back, but they didn't go anywhere. They're still in town, but they're back. And now they're back to normal. They're all at the same age, and they brought this woman with them, who everybody says is already back in town after getting pulled into a whirlpool. She has her eyes the regular color they were, and everyone is completely normal, and doesn't seem to understand that time has passed.
Are the girls still dating?
Yeah, they're still dating. They were dating before they went in, to be fair.
Okay. Secretly, of course. Homosexuality is actually illegal.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's gonna be a problem.
All right. So, let's see. That was your discovery, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain just kind of melted for a second. Jason, would you mind drawing me an autumn card?
You bet. The Ace of Pentacles, huh?
Ooh, that's a good one.
The community becomes obsessed with a single project. Which one? Why? Choose one. They decide to take more time to ensure that it is perfect. Add 3 weeks to the project die. They drop everything else to work on it. All other projects fail. If there are no projects underway, the community becomes obsessed with a grandiose vision. Hold a discussion about this vision in addition to your regular action for the week. Obviously, we have projects.
Yep. We have three. We have swimming beasts in the cavern, organize a fisher's guild, and giant rocks and holes. Oh, wait, no. Renaming that. These holes were made for rocks. Dirt.
You have to make the dirr sound like dirr, dirr,
dirr, dirr, dirr.
All right, you've basically suggested it. They are going to become unusually obsessed with filling these holes in the river with giant stones.
Okay.
They're dropping the other projects for the sake of it. And
I think it's because, like, those are both very water-based things, so kind of everyone with a boat is, like, just fucking tired of these fucking whirlpools.
Right, and I think that they are working with Loa, there we go, the ones that work with Bandai, to help them find stones large enough and strong enough to actually block the infinite holes in the bottom of the river.
But that is up to Rose in five turns, but that is a good suggestion.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so I will reduce our one project.
Do we narrate how those projects fail?
No, they don't really fail. They just kind of, like, you know, sometimes when you're real depressed and you just kind of stop doing something?
Mm-hmm.
It's that.
Yeah, fishing guilds abandoned, monsters forgotten.
Yeah, it was like, whatever. I'll make ramen instead. That's fine. That's a meal.
Want some ramen?
I mean, that's how I dealt with all my problems.
Same. High five.
I would be, but I don't have any ramen. That's why I've been having so many breakdowns.
Lord. When you visit my house, I want to buy you like 7K. What do you like better, chicken or beef?
Me?
You too, but also Tori.
I actually like the chili kind.
Ooh, but they don't come in, like, the really big and expensive packs.
Yeah, in that case, probably the beef.
I will buy you, like, 10 cases of beef.
And
right, we were talking about why the projects failed. I'm sorry, I just need to get my head back on straight.
Yes. So...
get your head back on a lesbian, actually.
The question, I want to have a discussion, and the question I am going to ask is, what are we going to do about the werewolves that have come out of the Northwest and are... now in this encroaching in the neighborhoods of New Morceau? What do we do?
Okay, it's my turn first.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well, those vamps certainly ain't keeping the town safe. I'm glad to see a little bit of new blood. I can surprise y'all.
I was like, oh, here comes the hick. Look, you've been nothing but confrontational toward us since we first showed up. Maybe if you change your tune, we'll change ours.
Of course you're trying to play Savon. Dr. Price?
So we're talking about dealing with the werewolves encroaching?
Yes.
I made the suggestion that they've already entered the city to some large degree.
I mean, they had before. Remember, one of them got in a fist fight with a beast of Givendell.
Right, but now I'm thinking like occupation. But yes,
I don't know. I'm having trouble seeing like the forest for the trees right now with everything.
Boo.
Huh?
Because they live in a big forest. Remember?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean the whole game right now. I don't know.
I just expressed that, a character who's ambivalent.
Okay. I don't know what to do about this. It seems like anything that we do will just create more conflict.
Okay. Hattori or Rose?
No, James, you cannot borrow my silver knife. I need it.
you have the best. I love them. They're all so funny. Tori?
Well, my daddy and his daddy before him didn't live making this city so that no werewolves can come in.
I love it. That was so good. You know, that sounded like the grandma from Squidbillies.
I don't even disagree, but I like, I have to take a contempt.
I was trying to do the boar's voice.
No, that was like the Squidbillies grandma.
I'm taking a contempt because Sarah knows what that is.
You do too, sweetie.
I'm taking another contempt against myself for knowing what that is.
Okay. Jason?
At this point, what's the point of fighting over that land anymore? Who cares about that part of the city?
Okay. So it is my turn. I'm going to draw me an autumn card. And it is the Page of Pentacles. A project finishes early. Which one? Why?
Oh, boy.
There's only one project.
That is such good timing. It's so good.
Yeah, that's a... let's see. God. Okay, so I actually know this thing, and it's just like... Fuck. Sorry, give me one sec. Because I had this fucker. And... God damn it. Ah! The reason why, Rosie, if you're okay with this, is Dumbala, or also known as Dumbaluedo, the serpent god, Aloa, a father figure, benevolent, innocent, a loving father. He is a spirit of rivers. Rivers, springs, marshes. He's really not happy about these. So he shows up to lend a hand. How do you feel about that?
Ambivalent.
Okay. Well, narrate the finishing. Maybe they turn down his help.
Okay, I like that. I think, you know, they try to turn him down, but he just acts unilaterally.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is the whirlpools start reversing and, you know, spitting up everything that's been sucked in.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
This includes, you know, not just dead bodies, but all kinds of interesting lost things, like, you know, lost treasure that's been thrown in or gotten lost in the river.
God, so like clothes and gold and boats and people?
Basically, yeah.
Nice. I love it.
What's the condition of the river like now in terms of navigability?
It's like half blocked. You barely even need like the ruined bridge anymore because you can like wade through.
Hmm.
Sure, it's not really a ruined bridge. It's very new.
Well, it was like haunted.
It's not ruined. It's just got X character.
Hunting adds character.
You can live in a haunted house, Tori. I'll take my trailer any day of the week. There ain't no ghosts in here.
Pretty sure all trailers are haunted.
Let's see. So I'm actually gonna add a project, which is there's a lot of valuables in that there flow. I'm gonna dig through that right now. Sift through the log jam. 2 weeks. People want the valuables. Taylor, draw me an autumn, please.
The Six of Pentacles. Introduce a dark mystery among the members of the community. Conflict flares up among community members, and as a result, the project fails.
I like that, honestly.
I'm doing that.
Yes, good.
Okay, so here's what happens. Everyone is just bickering. Because all of a sudden, that watch belongs to 20 different people. And that boat was eight people's grandfather's boat.
Have you know, that's my grandpappy's watch. I ain't seen it in nigh on 20 years.
But here's the problem. People have taken to sifting through this while standing on top of the logjam. Mm. Mm-hmm. And they get a little too rambunctious, and the jam clears. So a good half of the people who are arguing over this stuff get washed into the ocean with it.
Oh, Jesus.
And bodies turn up with a lot of, not small, but not human size, a little bit smaller than human sized bites out of them.
Damn.
Oh, that's a thing.
You remember that clutch of sea monster eggs?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
Trust Taylor, bring it back around to the eggs.
So anything, shut up. Anything that might have been sifted out of that is long gone now.
Yeah. I've had my fill of these eggs.
God. Oh, Lord. Okay, so...
I can't swallow anymore.
Stop. There is a line you have crossed.
I'm sorry. Just all these eggs you've inserted are bloating the narrative.
Stop.
And we really just need to expel them at this point.
We're stopping. God. We're stopping now. Podcast over. I quit.
You tipped my hand. I had to do it.
I didn't tip shit. Jason did it.
Okay.
All of you.
So I'm going to have a discussion.
Yeah?
About the
and eggs? Someone in particular is leading this discussion, and I'm going to pull up a name generator.
Okay.
Let's see.
I like how we can't fucking keep a project on the list to save our lives.
I know. What I guess that's Autumn.
That is Autumn, Lord.
What a coincidence. The name generator popped up with Siobhan.
God.
God.
Nope, let I would kick Killer on the podcast.
So I think this is Adelaide.
Sure. Adelaide Tristay.
No.
Adelaide, what's the last name?
That's the thing. She doesn't know. This is the person who came out of the first whirlpool.
Okay.
Who the original of has since returned.
Sure.
Gotcha.
And she is opening a discussion on herself because she doesn't know what she is anymore. She thought she knows she is Adelaide, but she's missing memories and there's another Adelaide that everyone says is the real one.
Well, it's just the body.
No, it's the person.
No, if you're talking about from when the whirlpools all reversed, everyone in that was dead.
No,
this was before that.
Yeah,
was it?
Scooby came back.
Was it?
The Scooby Gang.
When did the original Adelaide come back?
With the Scooby Gang.
Wasn't that also fake?
No, the original Scooby Gang.
That was the original Scooby Gang that came back. And the original Adelaide.
Okay, sorry.
It's all good.
So Adelaide is this Adelaide is terrified and does not know what's going on and is asking, what do we do about me?
Dr. Price, I believe the floor is yours.
Okay. Who are they asking this to? Like, I don't.
Well, not. It's
just,
like
just generally.
It's just community consensus discussion. Okay. Like old people on their porches, like leaning over. I tell ya.
Mm-hmm. Let's see them fight. Just whoever wins can start.
God.
I'm putting two contempt tokens back.
I'm taking one.
Lord. I want to put all my contempt tokens back for that because that's cool. I'm not gonna, but
Rose,
what the hell is wrong with you people? I have a twin too. Are you gonna make me fight him?
Maybe.
Yes. Tori.
Faker. I think you're the fake.
Nope.
No.
Jason.
Banned.
Oh come on! I'm still gonna turn.
Fine, I'm giving a real answer.
Are they going to give an answer, or is it my turn?
Tori, are you going to give us a real answer?
Well, Whether or not one of them is real or not, they're both people.
I'll make you eat those words. Jason?
No, you don't get to do it if I don't.
Do what?
Jason? There's got to be some way to use magic to figure out who's who.
I'm taking contempt. Look, I just say we cut them open and see which one looks human on the inside.
Was that your Boris voice or not?
Kind of.
I'm taking a contempt token.
It was in the general vicinity.
I don't think I can stay here. I think I have to leave.
Okay. That is the end of your turn. Dr. Price, could you draw me an autumn?
All right.
God.
What is...
okay. Well, he's got one ball in his hands, one on his head, and two under his feet.
No, they're LPs. He just dropped his sick new album, and it went quadruple gold.
This is like the fucking the most sickest fire. Beat of 1450.
Okay, so 4. The strongest among you dies. What caused that death? Or the weakest among you dies. Who's to blame for their death?
I think the strongest and weakest here should be metaphors rather than concepts, you know?
Oh.
I think so, but you can do whatever you like.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that some of the wolves that are encroaching upon the city lay waste to that night college and hurt some refugees.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
And so so some of them die?
Mm-hmm, some of them die.
Okay. And the weakest among you dies is, like, the group. Like, they just are too afraid to go back to that school anymore?
Yeah. And just weakest in the sense of, like, among the most disenfranchised, and then also that they're, they've lost access to that college because they won't go back to it.
Yeah, I got it. So let's see. Do we have any projects? Nope. What's your action?
So somebody helped me up to speed. There's bodies with like small bites out of them, and that's presumably the things that hatched from the eggs. Is that what like?
Yeah, but no one's really putting that together. It was like, okay. Yeah, it was probably catfish, you know?
Okay. Ocean catfish.
Those totally exist. Yeah.
They're actually really tasty.
Yeah.
They're delicious fried.
Well, I was going to say investigate that, but if it sounds like people are just like, oh, whatever, it's catfish, maybe that's not important.
Sarah over there, the California girl. Not Sarah, Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, Tori, I can't believe you'd say that.
Don't.
I don't know.
No, I like the idea you were going with, frankly. I think, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, all the the mortals, but there are other people.
Okay. Well, yeah, then maybe it wouldn't be humans investigating the source of the small bites to see if there are more of these sea monsters.
Yeah, all right. So investigate Godzilla 2000 unconfirmed sequel. How many weeks do you think that'll take?
What's the range of options?
1 to 6.
1 to 6? Let's say 3.
Cool. All right, so Rose, if you would be so kind as to draw an autumn.
All right, drag it out. That is the 7 of Pentacles.
Yep.
Let's take a look. Mm-mm. A project just isn't working out as expected, radically changing the nature of the project, blah, blah, blah. Or something goes foul and supplies are ruined. Add a new scarcity.
Are you in the summer by any chance?
No, that was right. That was the 7 of autumn.
Oh, okay, sorry. That was... Sorry, I got mixed up.
Our one project is to investigate the Godzilla 2000 unconfirmed sequel.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think instead of, investigating, we should be looking to turn these creatures into pets. Imagine the tourist and tourism we generate.
Yes. Okay.
I'm taking a contempt like for furry shit. Or furry shit.
I'm taking a contempt for that too, actually. But I love
it's
it.
It's not furry shit.
I'm taking a contempt shit. Because I love it so much. It's amazing.
Oh my god.
Plus, it's a good source of eggs. All right, so we will take that down. What is your action for the week, Rose?
my action for the week. God, there's so much stuff going on.
There is. That's the point. Just wait till we get to winter. Then shit really goes south.
Maybe immediately. We could just immediately fail.
Yeah, you could just draw the King of Swords on the very first card.
That would suck.
I'd laugh.
All right. Yeah. This is going to be some never-ending story shit. Overnight, the forest in the upper corner turns to dust and trees start blooming in the desert.
Huh.
That is some never-ending story bullshit. I love it.
Just drag these trees over here, then. It's perfect.
Let's scroll up to see this. All right. Love it.
I can't ask what I want to ask, damn it.
You can't ask a shit.
Nope, you're not allowed to. Tori, it is your turn.
All right, I will draw an autumn card. That's an 8?
That is an 8.
These cards are really tiny. Someone sabotages a project and the project fails as a result. Who did this? Why?
Is that big enough for you, Tori?
Wow.
Those are some large pentacles.
They are.
He's
got pentacles for sale. He's making them and hanging them to the tree to display his wares.
Could you make it a little bit bigger? I prefer my hammers to be pretty big.
Anyway, so...
You know, size queen.
I like the weight of a real pentacle in my hands.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that joke. I couldn't make it myself because I'd set it up. Thank you.
Are we good to go?
So, read the 8, please, Tori.
Someone sabotages a project and the project fails as a result. Who did this? Why? Or, someone is caught trying to sabotage the efforts of the community. How does the community respond? And the only project we have right now is the Godzilla 2000 shit, right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Someone could always be drilling holes in the bottom of boats.
Why would someone do that, though?
I don't know. Maybe they are a cult worshipping Nessie.
We also never did figure out the fishing industry. It could just be sabotage.
There's a man with dynamite.
Yeah, it turns out people who would fish with dynamite aren't really good at handling dynamite.
Fucking easy, Pete.
That guy was a dickhead. He was.
Yeah. What was the name of that one guard who you could, like, pull the pin on his grenade?
All of them. But, I think it was, like, Tomlinson or some shit?
Yeah.
Right, anyway. Okay. No, Sarah would actually kill me.
Might.
So, a mortal is, like, completely normal mortal.
Yeah, they can know about the supernatural, but they don't have a connection to it.
Is a cult trying to drill holes in the bottom of all the boats.
Okay.
And, they toss him out into the ocean. Just straight up, no boat, nothing. Bye.
Okay, so this isn't the project fails, they caught him.
They caught him.
Okay, and threw him into the, and, like, went out there and dumped him in the fucking river, or the ocean.
Like, what happened was this really buff lady vampire caught him doing it and just, like, slung him into the water as hard as she could.
Nice.
His
Perfect.
Neck probably snapped on the way, but he was yelling something about his daddy and his daddy before him.
I'll have you know that my daddy and his daddy and his daddy was all called...
Yeah, pretty much.
Do we have a name for the aforementioned vampire?
It's a Nosferatu. No, it's not a Nosferatu vampire. There's
no, it's not
names.
A Nosferatu. It is... Can I have this one, please?
I don't know if I should let you. You're kind of mean to me.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. I'm actually thinking of her as, like... Like a real big buff... A real, like, big buff black lady.
Yeah, I was thinking, Asam. Personally.
Let's see. Something like... I want to name her Adelaide, but that name is already taken.
Rip.
Bessie Jones. Bessie Smith.
Fair enough, I guess. Not a huge fan of the name Bessie.
I mean, it's period.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Bessie Smith, big old vampire lady. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Same.
She's not Nosferatu. I don't know what she is yet. You'll find out eventually.
I mean, I could find out right now.
You could. What's your action? Oh, actually, wait. Godzilla 2000 unconfirmed sequel pops. Rose, how's that happen?
All right, so someone manages to actually find one of, you know, the baby sea monsters, and, you know, it acts friendly at first, then it jumps inside of his body and starts eating.
Holy nice. Shit.
Nice.
Domestication efforts have failed so far, and in the end, they kill it with an axe.
Nice.
Good
God. Of course there's more. I'm throwing a contempt token back.
Same.
Save. I love that.
I actually only have 3 contempt tokens remaining, so now that brings it up to 4.
I have 9. I'm a spiteful bitch.
Same.
All right. So, Tori, what is your what is your action?
So I'm going to say there's a I don't know if I should actually narrate this at all, actually. Yeah, why not? There's a witch in the village, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not village, but you know.
Yeah.
She's pretty great. She has been noticing a lot of the, like, fucky shit with regards to people disappearing and then coming back and there being more than one of them. So she's sure. gonna start, researching what the hell is going on with that.
Sure. Research weird doubles. How many weeks?
I'm gonna say 2 weeks.
Sure. All right. Jason, would you please draw me an autumn?
Yep.
That's some Kabbalah shit right there.
Harvest is here and plentiful. Add an abundance. Or, cold autumn winds drive out your enemies. Remove a threatening force from the map and the area.
Werewolf's gone. Werewolf's gone.
See, I actually have kind of a twist on that. I think that because of the poor conditions of the year and the fact that the forest has disappeared, the werewolves have actually more or less taken over the entire northwest of New Morceau rather than live out in the barren swamps.
Right, but that's not this camp. That's not this card.
Seems to me like they're part of the community rather than outsiders now, aren't they?
Hmm.
Yes.
This is You know what?
I love I'll that twist. It.
I'll allow it. I like it. So, all right, let's advance the projects. What's your action for the turn?
Let me see. We just have the one project for researching weird doubles. I want to say that there's been a discovery.
Sure.
And in this case, it's been discovered that the streetcars are off of their rails and turned onto their sides in the streets overnight. And so now the streets are blocked in many areas with cars that nobody's sure how they could have been tipped over. But it's put a lot of New Morceau in a lot of difficulty because of that.
All right, that's good. So it's my turn. I'm going to go ahead and draw the Queen of Autumn. Disease spreads to the community. Choose one. You spend the week quarantining and treating the disease. Project Nice are not reduced this week. Nobody knows what to do about it. Add health and fertility as a scarcity. And it's a quarantine, but not in the traditional way. With lots of werewolves in town hunting, territory disputes are rising. Even the neighborhood watch barely has any effect on them. They're too numerous and too many. People just stay inside and wait for it to pass. Project Dire not advanced.
I like that.
Let's see. So I am actually going to add a second project, and my project is going to be, let's see. Oh, burn down the general's home.
Ooh.
4 weeks. Uh-oh. I don't lean on it a lot. All right.
I'm taking a consent.
So before we start winter, does anyone need to take a break? Winter will be the shortest of the seasons, frankly.
Statistically speaking.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm ready to go. Dr. Price? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I can keep going.
Okie dokie. So everyone, contempt check. I've got 9.
You didn't even ask me.
I've got 5.
I have 0.
4.
Tori?
I'm still good to go, by the way.
I know.
You didn't ask.
You said it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I 5, must have heard someone else 5, and thought it was you then. I apologize, sweetie.
It's fine, huh? I got 20.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, 20. Okay. Taylor, draw me the first card of winter. Hope it's not the king.
Hey, okay, let's see if this is the end of the game. Okay, not yet. 2 of winter. A headstrong community members takes charge of the community's work efforts. A project fails and a different project finishes early. Ooh, actually, I love this. I'm going to do it.
Read the other one, though, just for the listeners.
The other one is a headstrong community member tries to take control of the community. How are they prevented from doing this? Due to the conflict, project dice are not reduced this week. So, what happens is the original Adelaide, who came back with the Scooby Gang before they all disappeared under mysterious circumstances, has just sort of been is just sort of fed up with this whole supernatural stuff, and decides, okay, I'm gonna help with burning down the general's home. It looks nicely flammable. There's vines all over it. And disrespects the good gentleman of the hills.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and narrate this. She whips everyone into a furor. Like, about these weird things that have taken over the general's house. And they grab torches and they grab gasoline and they march. And as soon as they pass the gate of the home, they disappear forever.
Bummer.
You don't fuck with the Sealy cart.
All right, so what's your action, Taylor?
That was only half of it. The other half is a project finishes early.
Oh, I thought you said that was the project. That was the project that finished early.
What the project that finished the project that one project fails, one project finishes early.
Oh, I thought you were saying the burn down the thing finished early.
That failed.
Okay.
The one that finished early was the other one, which was
body doubles. Which
investigate
was
the doubles.
Was that Rose's or Tori's?
It's mine.
It's yours.
Well, that kind of throws the original plan out. Actually, no, it doesn't. So, in casting these spells on these doubles, she discovers that they're about 70 or 80% completely, like, identical. Not genetically speaking, but spiritually speaking. There's just a few telltale signs, and, the scary part is that the telltale signs are showing up in about 35% of the mortal population of the city.
Huh.
Somebody's been doing this for a while. But they don't seem to be... The people don't seem to be malevolent, at least, so there's that.
Huh.
So that was the only project. So I'm going to start a project.
Sure.
And my project is going to be, settle things with the werewolves.
Settle the werewolves. How many weeks?
We'll call that 4. No, let's call it 3.
Let's call it 5.
I'm taking contempt.
I think 3 is too little.
Okay.
That is a...
But I'm also taking contempt.
I'm actually putting contempt back. I mean, if you're going to go kill the werewolves.
Dr. Price?
I did not say kill. I said settle things.
And last time you ate people.
When I hear settle, I think settle. Dr. Price, draw me a winter.
Okay.
Try not to make it the king just yet.
Make it the king. Do it.
Or that.
Oh.
The 4 kings.
Another 4. All the animals and young children are crying and won't stop. Hold a discussion about this in addition to your regular action for the week. Or a great atrocity is revealed. What is it? Who uncovers it? So, first, can somebody clarify for me what kind of just happened? Like, is it that people, a lot of people in town have doubles, or that they're just made of the same stuff as some of these doubles?
A lot
are?
Of people in town apparently are doubles.
Yep.
Okay.
Nearly a majority. Well, then,
okay. Well, then what I would want to say then is that somebody has killed a lot of the originals or replaced them with those doubles. And that it is, I don't know whether I want to say it's the werewolves that did it or who else.
That doesn't seem like something within the werewolves' power, frankly.
I would like to point out though that the only people that are replaced are mortals.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so that, I mean, it would be something that has, like, a taste for humans. But...
Or they can use humans.
Well, two of the ones that stick out to me from the list that I had are Impushaloop and Delectanon.
Okay.
Delectanon, rather.
Impushaloop. And we've already heard some things about the Impushaloop. What's their situation right now? Or what do we currently know about what's up with them?
Someone gave a cryptic warning and then left.
Yeah, someone's like, yo, this shit's turned south. I'm out.
And also it's been killing, like, house fairies. And it's very active.
That was them.
Poor Dobby. I'm taking a contempt.
On yourself?
Yes.
That joke.
Okay, well then it makes sense from a storytelling perspective that it would be the Impushaloop, since... seen that before.
Well, we've also talked about the Delectanon, remember? It was in your first card. We talked about how high class they were.
They have their high power, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that something that would, like, take over depressed people and eat their soul could, like, maybe replace them with, like, kind of... I don't know, that just makes sense to me. Who uncovers it? I have no idea. I don't know how that would work.
Just make someone up.
But it's how they uncover it that I don't really like know how.
What about the ghost lady? Maybe she's.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I don't have. What was her name when she was alive?
Andrea Bernard.
Andrea Bernard. Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't. Do I have to say how she uncovers it? It just asks who uncovers it.
I think if you do know how she uncovers it, you can, but you don't have to.
Okay. Well, then I'll just say she uncovers it.
Okay. So she reveals it somehow. It's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Very mysterious. So we reduce project die. What is your action for the week, Dr. Price?
Cleaning up all the streetcars that were knocked over and trying to get some
cleaning
infrastructure.
Cleaning up streetcars and infrastructure.
I'm gonna put a consent back.
How many weeks is that going to take? Not many, I think.
Yeah, I'd say 2 weeks.
Cool. All right. Rose, give me a winter.
All right. Draw a card out. The Ace of Swords. We are at winter. Now is the time to conserve energy and resources. A project fails but gain in abundance. Or now is the time for hurried labor and final efforts. A project finishes early but gain a scarcity. Projects. Settle with the werewolves or clean up the streetcars and infrastructure. Obviously, it's most important to deal with the werewolves.
Sure, but that's... You're not here to make
them.
Good decisions. You're here to make narrative decisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I think that people are desperate to get infrastructure back online, so they hurry along to fix the cars thrown over in the streets.
Sure.
A project finishes early but gain a scarcity.
What's the scarcity?
It
could be something we currently have an abundance of.
Which is food and safety.
Which is food and safety. Or it could be something new.
I think that we have a scarcity of safety right now because Sorry, I had a great reason in my head for why we would be running out of safety, but I just lost it.
Because people are freaked out about the body double rumors and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, good, good, good.
We can consent back.
So streetcars are cleaned up. Reduce that, put a contempt back. And what's your action for the turn, Rose?
Action for the turn.
Wait, don't they get a chance to like say how it finishes? Like what the effect?
Oh right, shit, that was Dr. Price's. Dr. Price, how does that finish? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, the streetcars, that was yours. For some reason I thought it was Rose's.
Oh, right.
That finished ahead of time.
Just when people see that that others are out in the street turning things over, people come out into the streets who that wasn't their job that they signed on for, and people kind of band together and work on it.
Nice.
Another contempt back.
Same. All right. All right.
My action.
What's your action, yeah?
I think there's so many different characters to think of.
Plus all the ones we haven't named yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. All right, someone wants to start rooting out the doubles once and for all because people are starting to accuse each other of being doubles even when there's no good reason for it. It's mm-hmm. causing just too much chaos.
Sure, makes sense.
I'm going to take contempt for that.
How dare you? Okay, I think that would be like 5 weeks.
Well, you're a synth.
Okay, I like it. So what is the actual, like, what's the project? Sum it up for me.
Take all the doubles out back and shoot them.
All right.
There's only room for one.
Purge the doubles. Five.
To be
I'm
fair, there are
contempt.
Only one.
Like, I'm taking contempt.
I'm taking contempt.
I'm taking contempt as well. To be fair, there are only one. There are no, like, originals around. They're just doubles. Don't know if I specified that.
Congratulations, Rose. You made Dr. Price take their first contempt.
I'm sorry.
No, that was really good, actually. I liked it. So after Rose is Tori.
Wait, did every single person take a contempt on that one?
Yes.
Nice. Good job, Rose.
I'm sorry.
No, that's actually good. Good job. I thought I would be the first to do that. Congrats.
Oh, so right. These whirlpools fucking gone.
You can only spend contempt on your turn, right?
Yeah.
Like I can't cut in with an action?
No, you can't cut in with an action.
Okay.
The nine of swords. Cause...
Oh god, I can't believe I got drunk and bought all these swords.
I was gonna say that.
That place at the mall is never gonna let me return these.
I took them out of the packages and everything.
God, I'll tell y'all. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Someone goes missing. They're alone in the Winter Elements. Choose one. The community organizes constant search parties, and eventually the person is found. Project Dice are not reduced this week, or no one ever hears from that person again.
I like them both.
I do too. I mean, so, question.
Answer?
If I have someone find them, is Siobhan going to cheat on their, like, date mate with them too, or?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, Taylor. I'm not really, but it felt like the nice thing to say.
No, that was hilarious.
Yeah. So, there's this woman. I don't think I remember to name her earlier. Luciana Molina?
Okay.
Who was the witch that rooted out all the body doubles?
Okay.
She's gone. Hmm. No one ever sees her again. There's no double. There's no nothing. She's just gone.
So Luciana Molina, give me a quick rundown. She's a witch?
She's a very powerful witch.
A white lady or?
No, she's Hispanic.
Okay.
Well, specifically, Mexican immigrant, but, yeah. God, sorry if that, like, offends at imagining her as a white lady shown through.
No, like, I agree, 100%. It's just, okay, for some reason I was reading that name as French, because my brain is melting.
That's okay, honey.
All right, so that's that, that's good.
She's gone.
No,
she's never heard from again.
During the quiet year.
Okay, fair.
All right, so we will reduce project die.
Uh-huh.
What? So if you want to do something on your turn, Rose, that's really asshole-ish, like, say, burning down the general's house, you can spend a contempt. It's like a fuck you. It's a reminder of the world that has spurned you.
Okay.
So projects are reduced. What's your action, Tori?
So that general's house that
Yeah.
All those people disappeared into.
Yeah. Well, they didn't disappear into it. They disappeared in front of
it. Yeah, well, you know, people had families, people had friends.
Yeah, it's weird. No one really like mentions it very much.
Yeah.
No one mentions the house either.
It's like you'd think somebody would mention something. So there is this little girl. She's she's not a little girl. I'm gonna put her at 18 so that Sarah won't feel bad when she kills her.
I'll kill children.
Yeah, I said so you won't feel bad.
I won't feel bad.
Alright.
Are we talking about Sarah or her character?
Sarah. The person.
Oh, okay then.
I don't know how to pronounce any of these. That's a problem. I don't know. I want her to be Creole.
Okay, cool.
I just can't pronounce any names.
Yeah, they're fucked up names sometimes. You can paste it into Discord and I'll try to pronounce it for you.
Chantal, I think, is this one?
Chantal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Paste it somewhere.
Sorry, trying. It's hard.
First and last.
There is no last. It's just first names in this one. There's not an actual generator.
Is it? Oh, it's just like the list of names.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good list.
Okay. Anyway. It's in all capital letters, I guess. Anyway.
Chantal Lanoue is her last name.
All right. So she notices that nobody's been asking around about this, and she's a little bit worried because, I mean, truth be told, she had a crush on the Adelaide girl. So, she's going to start asking around town to see if anyone knows exactly what happened. She just remembers Adelaide trying to figure something out.
She doesn't remember about what?
Exactly. No, she remembers that Adelaide had a problem with... Okay, so the problem here is I don't quite remember what Adelaide had a problem with.
She was just mad.
She was just busy.
Yeah, so she decided to try to burn down the fairy court and disappeared forever because of it.
Okay, yeah, she's going to ask around town about like where they might have gone. Because nobody seems to remember her being gone, but she does. I'm going to say that takes a month, 4 weeks.
Sure. Investigate your GF4. All right. Jason, could you give me a winter?
Yes, I can.
Draw the King of Swords.
I'm waiting for it. Last time Taylor and I played, it was the very bottom card.
No, it isn't. That's the queen.
No.
The queen of swords. You see a good omen. What is it?
You're going to be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Good reference.
Thank you.
You see a good omen. What is it?
Mm-hmm. We've seen one good omen already.
Golden frog?
A golden frog. Yeah.
Is it the same one? Is it the golden frog?
I'm thinking if it is or not. If I have something better in mind. One night a snowstorm blows in, but instead of being regular snow, it's opalescent. And even though it vanishes in the dawn, as if melting away, everything seems brighter, colors are stronger, music is clearer, there's more magic in the world, at least for a little while.
Okay, that's real good. So magic is now in abundance. All right. Abundant. Good, good, good. Save. All right. Gonna advance the projects. Jason, what is your action for the turn?
I want to say that they discover that the terrain to the north, which was already shifting and inconsistent, in the presence of greater magic has become even more inconsistent and unmappable. If it's not the city or the river, it no longer remains the same.
Do me a favor, draw a bunch of question marks.
Sounds good. People can't say it. People aren't sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, right?
All right, time for me to draw my card, and it is.
This is the King of Swords.
Some like Romanian dude stealing a pile of swords. What is winter like in this area? How do community members... Don't mind me. I'm just looking up Louisiana temperature charts the past...
I mean, to be fair, you're going to want something like really old with global warming and all.
Yeah. By year. Okay. Well, it's not as hot, is I guess the best thing to say about it. It's still a bit warm. Sometimes it gets cool at night, but winter just means, you know, not as many fish to catch, more than anything. All right, so let's see. Advance the projects. Subtle the werewolves ends.
Okay.
Don't you dare be savant about this. Because I know you're trying to.
Can that be an adjective for no one?
Look, you just want me to kill them all.
Yes.
No, I want you to not be savant about it. You know exactly what I mean, and you know exactly why I'm saying it.
Okay. I think they settle into this awful, uneasy peace. Because people do try to, scare quotes, settle the werewolves. And most of them get eaten. Or maybe not eaten, but definitely murdered. And so people just stop trying to push them out. And they're just sort of here now. The borderlines are drawn.
I love it. That's good. That's perfect. So now draw your winter card. Oh, my action is to... One sec. What have we got here? Six... Perform a seance on the ruins of City Hall. 6 weeks.
Okay. So we have Joe. We have drawn half the cards in winter. So, boop. Three.
Nice.
Three swords.
Someone comes
up
with an ingenious solution to a big problem, and as a result, a project finishes early. What was their idea? Someone comes up with a plan to ensure safety and comfort during the coldest months. Start a project related to this. I don't really even think I can do that second one.
Which one's the second one?
Someone comes up with a plan to ensure safety and comfort during the coldest months.
That doesn't mean they'll succeed or that they're right.
There aren't coldest months.
They're colder.
It's colder, it's not very cold. But like not very cold. It's just That's less fair. Hot.
It rains a lot.
Let's see. The investigate your GF thing, that was the investigating the Sealy Court?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So who what was the name of the person doing it?
Chantel Leneau. Yeah.
Okay, so Chantel picks up enough scraps to know that this is the Sealy Court. Like that's who she's dealing with here, and requests a formal audience.
You can't say that. You can just say she puts together the scraps. The thing pops. Mm-hmm. Tori, what happens?
So the Sealy Court is like, what is the Sealy Court exactly?
Fairies.
Like an
actual court of fairies. They're
is there a duality between Sealy and Unsealy in this world?
Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Unsealy, you don't even come close to. Please stay as far away as possible from Unsealy.
Yep. I actually kind of like Taylor's idea on this. That'll be good. She formally requests an audience with the Sealy Court.
Okay.
And how would you exactly file that kind of request? Like a 1080B or...
I think you would like roll a piece of paper and put a wax seal on it and then just kind of leave it at the gate.
Alright, she does that, and as she's walking away, she forgets everything about Adelaide and the fact that she ever existed.
Yeah.
She just has a longing in her chest and she'll never know why.
God.
You did this.
Good. Perfect. You did do it. So, Dr.
I'm
Price...
I'm putting a contempt back because that was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, same. I'm putting a contempt back and then taking two contempt.
You can't take multiple contempt for one action, though.
I can. I'm the boss.
No, you're not. You're just another
player. No, Taylor, what's your action? Sorry.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get one of those.
Lord, Taylor's not used to taking action. Who would have thought?
Stop. Oh. I want to have a discussion on the doubles.
Okay. That will. What's the question? Give me the question.
The question is, does it matter? They don't act any differently. We're trying to purge them, but does it even matter?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Price.
We have enough real problems to worry about. Let's just leave them alone.
That was a good accent there on the first half.
Yeah.
Rose?
I think we should kill them all.
I'm taking a contempt.
Jason? Oh, wait, no, Tori. Tori, it's your turn to answer.
I know. I was
getting the right voice. I wasn't sure if you heard me. Sorry.
It's okay, hon.
Heard me.
I
wasn't sure if y'all heard me, but I said a thing.
All right, let me put on an accent for this, actually.
Ooh.
Well, I know I kind of have my hat in the ring on this one, seeing as I'm a double and all. But I still feel like the same person I was. And we don't mean y'all no harm.
Jason?
Can I actually spend my contempt tokens on this particular phrasing?
Yes.
I'm
going
to spend all 6 contempt tokens that I have.
Oh, no.
I have a lot more than you. I'm just saying.
We have kept these freaks here in the ruins of these slums in a fence for almost a month now. And if you think we're going to let them out so they can get revenge on everybody that's been outside these fence posts, you're a goddamn fool.
Oh god, that's so good. I'm taking 3 contempt. Fuck the rules, 3 contempt.
Okay, I'm also taking 3 contempt then.
I'm only taking 1 because I follow
I already have too much contempt.
You don't have nearly as... Tori has like 27 contempt at this point.
No, I don't. I've actually been putting some back. Well, now I'm at the active 20. I put like 3 back because of Rose earlier.
And that is how I spend all my contempt to make the game as terrible and awful as possible. There you go.
I love it. Thank you, Jason. You're the best. Love you.
10.
Oh, are they really any different than humans? They all taste the same.
Taking another contempt because that.
That was not Mary.
Okay. I'm still taking another contempt.
That's fair. Whose turn was that?
Me, I have to close it out.
Right, yeah.
Like, I think if there are any problems coming out of this, it's because we are treating them as something other than people. Whatever happened to the originals, we don't know, but they're here, and I don't see any reason to treat them differently.
All right. I'm putting that contempt back.
Yeah, same. Dr. Price, give me a card.
All right. What is that, 8?
That is an 8.
Okay. Winter is harsh and desperation gives rise to fear-mongering. Choose one. Spend the week calming the masses and dispelling their violent sentiments. The week ends immediately. Declare war on someone or something. This counts as starting a project. I mean, the only question is it werewolves or is it doubles, right? Like, what do I want the hated party to be.
And you could try to do a war on 2 fronts in the middle of winter. That goes well.
Oh, yeah, but that always works real good. Well, I'm going to say that a very small band of people are going to declare war on the doubles. And it's definitely not the majority of people.
I'm going to be honest here, Erica.
Yeah?
You don't declare war with 6 or 7 people. You declare war with a lot of people.
It has to be a war.
Yep. Or you can just end the week. It's your choice. Like, and it's not your choice as in what you feel is better, but what you feel narratively. War is war. There's no half measures.
Right.
Speaking of half measures, you have to realize this is about half of the population is the doubles.
A little
That's
less.
True. That's true.
I think I said 35%.
Yeah.
Of the mortals.
About a third.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that, by the way, Tori. That is an amazing plot hook, and I will milk it until it is bone dry.
See, you tried to fucking shut me down with the Scooby Gang thing again and again, but it came around.
A quick clarification. I think at some point we said the devils bleed black. I don't remember.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's just end the week then.
Okay. Weekends immediately. No projects. Okay. No actions. Rose, give me a winter.
All right. Not the king. Not the king.
The page.
Swords.
Is it going to be the last card again?
It might.
An infected outsider arrives seeking amnesty. They have some much needed resources with them. Choose one. Welcome them into the community. Remove the scarcity, but introduce an infection. Bar them, or we can bar them from entry. What scarcity could they have addressed? How does its need become more dire this week? All right. Resources wise, there's not a lot of things that are scarce.
Everything is scarce.
What, everything is scarce?
Unless it says abundant, it's scarce.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right.
Do I? Where the hell are the is the resources window? I can't open it. I think. Do I?
I have the list here.
You might have it.
It's food is abundant, magic is abundant, but lumber, streetcars, safety, music, and secrecy are all scarce.
Yeah, I just can't click on it for some reason.
Yeah, it's the well, the resources handout isn't like current anyway.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
No. Yeah, it is. Oh. I've been updating it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's current now. I was looking at it.
There we go. I restarted. Yep, that's right. Only food and magic, remember? Because of the magic snail?
Yeah. I was saying because my version said that secrecy and music were abundant still.
No, remember we burned down the Opry.
That's why I was saying that. All right.
Ooh. Oh, God. That's a copyrighted song.
Am I allowed to, like, say what happens?
Sorry, for what? I was thinking of John Hartford.
I mean, I'm supposed to say whether we let the stranger in or not, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so.
But yeah, I was saying anything that isn't abundant is scarce.
Right. So this strange wizard comes by and he says he knows a spell that will make all the townsfolk, you know, basically, you know, forget that all the strange stuff is happening. Like, you just can't work up the will to think about it. But
ooh.
He's a little weird and someone notices that he isn't breathing right. So, you know, they decide to give him the boot and they don't let him come in town. On the other hand, you know, people are, you know, noticing more and more that this is an awful place to live, and a few important people in town are considering leaving.
Huh. So he could have addressed secrecy, I think.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
That's real good. All right. So let's advance those projects. First project that goes to zero is Purge the Doubles. Rose?
Can I spend my contempt?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I have 7 contempt.
Oh, no.
I have 20.
How much am I allowed to spend on the contempt?
Spend as much as you feel is appropriate.
The contempt doesn't actually matter.
Yeah. Okay. Contempt is like points on whose line.
I was about to make the joke.
God. Okay, so what goes wrong isn't that, you know, people kill the doubles. What goes wrong is that no one can tell who exactly is a double until they're already bleeding out. So people get paranoid and start killing, you know, people who aren't even doubles. And of course, this pisses off the vampires because they're running out of people to feed on. Is that too complicated?
No,
I love it.
It's good. You did a good job.
Good job, Rose. What's your action?
My action?
God, this is turning from less masquerade, more like Active Apocalypse.
It really is. It's a slight problem.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
Yeah,
I love
it. Good. Gives to a little bit more room to operate. Unfortunately.
All right. For my action, someone makes a discovery that the trees which started growing in the desert are producing a kind of fruit, but no one knows what it is.
Yeah. So is it, are they Is that a project or a discovery?
That was supposed to be a discovery, but it could be a project.
Okay, no, that works well as a discovery. I was just making sure. Do me a favor, draw some, like, random-ass fruit in the desert.
Okay, I'll make it, like, red. They're gonna be, like, the worst apples ever.
Tori, draw me winter.
They're gonna be pomegranates?
Yeah, something like that.
Tag your gore. Oh, I fucked up. Did I fuck up?
Look at that tiny little card.
Oh, I didn't fuck up that bad. Are you gonna give me shit about my... Oh, shit.
Okay, rectangular fruits.
No, I fucked up.
Six of swords.
Six of swords. The time has come to consolidate your efforts and your borders. Projects located outside the settlement fail, and all remaining projects are reduced by two this week. Or, someone finds a curious opportunity on the edge of the map. Start a project related to this discovery. Ooh, goodness. God. So we're gonna go back to the north end of the map that's all fucky at the moment.
Sure.
So you remember those, like, columns from Rome?
Yeah.
The aqueduct?
Yeah. That thing, yeah. Thank you, Rose. They had to come from somewhere, right?
Yeah. Rome, probably.
Someone's out exploring in the, ever-shifting area up north, because, they have a death wish, apparently. And, ooh, I'm gonna... Yeah, let's get that color going. They find a... Up near the border of the map, which is not an actual border of any kind, they find a portal. And when you look through it, you can see, like, a sepia-toned version of a city.
Sure.
But the buildings are all huge, and the cars all look weird.
No, I'm vetoing a portal to the future.
Nobody said anything about the future.
No, maybe they're huge buildings for huge people.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is Taylor's macro fetish.
God.
Hey, that's what I was gonna say.
I wasn't even talking, and I still get dragged.
I like how even Rose, like, within one episode, has gotten in on this shit.
I mean, I was gonna say it was my macro fetish, but...
All right, fine, then. If I can't do my portal of the future. It's a fucking portal to some weird-ass fucky town. Everything looks weird.
It could be the past. It just cannot be the future.
I was getting into that. Whatever. It's fucking... It's some town like a billion miles away in a million years in the past. 6-week timer.
Okay. What exactly are you doing?
Exploring.
Explore the town 6 weeks. Okay. Yeah. Reduce this. All right, and what's your action for the week? That was your card. You also get an action.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
That was your six of winter.
Yeah, I get to start a project, right. Sorry about that. They discover another portal that leads to the future. No.
I can hear the throbbing of the vein on Sarah's forehead from here.
You have not been on nearly enough podcasts. I have not pushed her anywhere near as far.
I'll have you know, when I'm incensed, I can squirt blood from my eyes up to 10 meters away.
It's actually kind of weird. They're to the east of the city a little bit, and they find this bear digging.
God, no.
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 Nah. They find, like, a cadre of werewolves outside of the normal werewolf part of the city.
Like, in the city, though?
In the city.
Huh. Neat.
I mean, they were already living in the northwest corner, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're talking about I have their name here, the Alatolahila?
Yeah.
Rather than the Beasts of Givadon,
mm-hmm.
who were always in the city. They were the rich white dudes.
The ones who were, like, intruding into the city are... Yeah.
The Alatolahila, the mostly indigenous, poor, like, outsider werewolves.
Same.
Same. All right, so that's your discovery. Anyway. Jason, give me a winter.
All right, here we go.
And I'd like to remind anyone who draws the King of Winter, too bad it's mine.
Please there draw. It is.
Yep.
There it is.
Sarah's psychic again.
There were only three cards left.
So at least can psychic. I read the line for the card?
Yes.
(clears throat) The Frost Shepherds arrive. The game is over.
Shepherds are what some people called them. Sent to lead the flock home to the promised land. Their every breath was frost and fire, melting and burning and distorting anything in their way. We thought them gone. We thought them banished by sacrifice and good fortune. And when they returned, it was not with a bang, but with a whimper. Oh, real quick, contempt check.
I threw all mine back in the pile, but I had like 20.
I have 4.
6. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I had 12. 1.
I got to make my grim declaration of murder, so I'm down to 0.
I was going to spend it all on that bear's digging thing, but I thought Sarah might actually kill me.
You would be a maid. Yeah. You'd just. Yeah.
Dude, Sarah, can you want to make me? Because I would like. Fucking!
I thought Taylor said a maid, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's your fetish, not hers.
God, this 2 episodes. It's like half me getting dragged already.
Isn't that the whole podcast? We could make that the subtitle.
That is kind of the whole podcast. Remember that time y'all dragged me when I wasn't on an episode?
Yeah, that was a good time. Good times. Hey everyone! Did you know that Victoria, the lovely Victoria, is a huge furry? She has a bunny fursona.
That's completely a lie. That's untrue.
Next week, after you hear this one, this will probably be like the second week of the Quiet Year episodes y'all have been listening to. Thank you all for listening, by the way. But it'll be myself, Tori, Taylor, Dr. Price, Erica, and Rose playing Urban Shadows. And I really hope you all join us then. And have a good day.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.